make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
The SIM organization is one of few groups actually making a difference in Liberia right now at the center of the Ebola crisis. My guest today is the Vice President of Operations for SIM, which is an international Christian mission organization with a staff of nearly 3,000 workers from over 50 countries. He's here today to discuss how the organization is assisting countries all around the world through medical and health ministry, and how you, our listeners, can actually help. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Doctor. It's great to be on your show.
George, tell me a little bit about the SIM organization, a little history, and whatever you'd like to tell us.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity. SIM is a interdenominational, international Christian mission organization. We've been around over 120 years. In fact, our founders, three young men, two of them 24 years old, one 23 years old, had a calling to the interior of Africa, what was called the Sudan region in those days, from West to East Africa, and they wanted to go inside into the interior. That's why it was called the Sudan Interior Mission originally, SIM. Two of the three people died of malaria within a year of setting foot in the continent, but the vision didn't stop. The one who survived kept the dream alive, and now we're working in about 65 countries, and we're made up of people from over 50 countries and of different Protestant backgrounds, working along side by side with each other. In fact, I was just leading our team in South Sudan for the past year, and my team was made up of 11 nationalities. If you can imagine, trying to lead a team of Americans is one thing. Leading a team of 11 nationalities can be a little challenging.
A little bit. How do you decide where to go? I mean, what are the key factors that decide where you're going to deploy your energies?
Well, that's a great question. You know, being a Christian mission, what we try to do is go to where the gospel has the least reach, where there are fewer Christians around, where maybe there's no churches, and also in areas of high physical need. Because the three things we try to do is, number one, we respond to human need. Number two, we try to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And number three, we also try to help the church where it does exist, or we help build a church so they can do the same thing on the ground. So we're not looking to go someplace and stay long term. Our goal is to equip the people, the local people, to do what's necessary to care for the needs of that people group, wherever that may be.
What are the top three areas that you're involved with currently that are high on your list?
Well, obviously, I'd have to say Liberia is number one right now, just because of the Ebola crisis and the impact it's having on the country and the people and the Church of Liberia, and then broader, it's kind of seeping out. You know, it started in Sierra Leone, and it started to affect the countries around that region in a very sad and negative way. And so we do have people in neighboring countries of Guinea, Ivory Coast, Benin, as well as Burkina Faso, Nigeria, and Niger. So all our people in that region are being mobilized to try to deal with the issue and, if possible, prevent it from coming to the country, but dealing with it when it does come into their country alongside local medical health facilities as well as our missionaries on the ground. So I'd say Liberia would be number one on our target area around the world. There's a few other places. I can't count them in order. But places of significant need, I mean, I can mention South Sudan because of the civil war. In our team, we have a team of 55 people that were ministering in that country and have had to leave and come and go a number of times since then. Ethiopia, even though it's not a hot zone, it's just one of our largest fields, and we have more ministries going on in that country probably than any other country in the world.
When you say ministry, can you elaborate on that? Is it to tell the difference between just what ministry and health ministry is?
Yeah, I guess ministry is like a giant umbrella. Underneath that umbrella, you'd have different tributaries. One can be health. Health is one way we can minister to people. In South Sudan, we had a significant water project going on, so we have water ministries. We've got education ministries, whether it's primary, secondary, college. We have theological education. We have Bible colleges. We also teach English as a second language to many people around the world. Like, for example, South Sudan decided to make, the youngest country in the world, decided to make English their official language, even though Arabic was a predominant language. So we've gone in and helped train thousands of people. on how to speak English. We have agricultural and veterinary ministries where we help teach people how to care for animals and how to raise crops in certain conditions and train people about farming and agriculture. So those are a bunch of different areas. You know, we also have discipleship when we talk about working with the church, or evangelistic ministry outreaches, relationship evangelism ministry outreaches. So it does go across the spectrum, depending on physical, psychological, or spiritual needs, depending on what umbrella it goes under.
It sounds like an incredible organization. Let's say that I told my wife tonight at dinner that I've decided I want to go help out in Liberia. How would I go about doing that? Or let's say there's some healthcare workers listening to the show and they want to get involved. What can we do?
Well, if you go to our website, there's a way to for people to connect with us who want to get involved. And then our recruiting placement people would contact them back and kind of talk through the process with them to see what where their giftings are, what their abilities and education, and make sure they agree with our Christian perspective, because you know we attract Christians, obviously, so it has to be something that's consistent with what other people believe that want to work with us. And so Liberia obviously is a hot spot. We could definitely use we don't have a right now. I think we definitely need some nurses. We could use a surgeon, could use a primary care physician there. We also have a significant need for an administrator, a hospital administrator there right near. So somebody with administration gifts would definitely be something we would look at for Liberia. But again, we also have 64 other countries where people can use their passions and their education and their, you know, things that they have a heart for to use. Like I mentioned, a whole bunch of different ministry opportunities. So I wouldn't want to limit them to Liberia.
Right.
With Liberia, we can only have so many people in there at one time because of the situation. But hopefully, God willing, that this epidemic will slow down and we can start sending more people back in there.
What type of time commitment do you look from your volunteers? What is the average tour of duty?
Yeah, okay. We've got basically two groups of people. And I'll talk about first mine. I'm basically a lifer. I've committed to serve SIM for as long as I'm alive. Now, that could change, like the corporate world. People, you know, join a job and stay with it as long as they like it and everything works well. I've been here 16 years now, except for the 1 year I was in East Africa. And hopefully I'll retire from SIM. But so we have people who come with us from anywhere from 2 to say 35 or 40 years for their life. Then we've got some short-term mission ministry opportunities. Most of them are, say, 2 months to 12 months in length. We have a couple or a few that maybe 1 to 2 weeks, but that's not really our specialty or our forte. Mm-hmm. We're definitely more in the longer-range time frame.
No long weekends.
No long weekends, sorry. And definitely not a vacation. The places we serve are the hardest places on earth to live, and so you definitely don't want to go there for a vacation.
So is there anything else you'd like to share about the organization before we end our show today?
Well, I want to thank, I'm hoping some of your listeners have been following the news about what's been going on in Liberia. And in SIM, we've always shied away from publicity and press and media because we just don't think it's appropriate. And we've kind of been thrust into the media spotlight recently. And the media has treated us very well. They've been very fair and reasonable to us. We appreciate that. But for those people who have heard about us for the first time, I would definitely encourage you to check us out. If you have a heart for Christian ministry, please check out our website and contact our recruiters.
Well, George Saloom, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Doctor. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to be part of your show today.
George is the Vice President of Operations for SIM, an international Christian mission organization. You can learn more about them at www.simusa.org. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.